Tessayin Kislev, Monday the 12th of December, Rabbi Moshe Zeldman, Yunim B'Masilus Hashanah.
I'd like to share with you, my name is Moshe Zeldman, from Eish HaTorah New Yerushalayim. Here visiting the Eish branch, doing some classes. I want to share with you a couple of Yunim in Masilus Hashanah that I got from my Rabbi Rav Noah Hoinberg, Zikr Tzadik Levracha, that... I think they're big kiddushim, because you're probably very familiar already with a lot of the basic mahalchim and how to understand, especially the first parak, the mahalach of Masilas Yesharim. But there's ideas here that Rav Noach was medayak that I think are big kiddushim in terms of an understanding b'derech klal of Avodas Hashem. See if we can be medayak in the lashon of what he says here. We have time at the end, by the way. It's another Indian altogether, a kiddush that I had a little while ago I'd like to share with you as well. The Sefer begins, we know, with the famous opening line, Yisod HaChassidus V'Shor Shavodah HaTmima, Hu Shiyiz Barabiz Amis Etzel La'adam Machovasa Ba'olam. A person has to be Mavarer what his Tafkid is in the world, what's his Chov in the world. The Lashon that he uses, really, brings the Yisod HaChassidus V'Shor Shavodah HaTmima, is he seems to be saying two things. There's a Shoresh, there's a Yisod of Chassidus, and there's a Shoresh of Avodah Tmima. There's two things that Ramchal's talking about. Chassidus and Avodah Tmima. What's the difference between the two of them? Chassidus, we know, is a midah. The Gemara already talks about Midas Chassidus. Midas Chassidus is a person living a life of Yiddishkeit that's lifti mishur sedim. They're not focused just on halacha, they're focused on going beyond the letter of the law. On the other hand, Avodah Tmima means something much more basic. Avodah Tmima, I'm doing my Avodah Hashem, karaui, the way I'm supposed to, according to halacha. So he's saying Yisod HaChassidus V'Shor Sha'avodah HaTmima, that Chassidus, this idea of going Lifnei Mishur Sadin, needs a Yisod. It can't be just going beyond without having Yisod. It has to be very clear why I'm doing it. Why am I going beyond my commitment, beyond my obligations in Halacha, beyond what I should be doing? It needs a Yisod to make it real. Avodah Tmima, which I think we would call Tzidkus, being a Tzadik, living for Halacha, keeping Torah properly, needs a Shoresh. The difference we know between a Yisod and a Shoresh is the Yisod is something that you build for a building. It's a foundation. It's solid. If I build a foundation for a building three stories tall, I can only build a building three stories tall. If I want to make the building three more stories, I need to build a bigger foundation. A Yisod is a very solid thing, but it doesn't grow. Once it's there, it's there. A Shoresh, on the other hand, constantly grows. You plant a tree, it grows, and as the tree grows, the Shoresh grows. And the more room there is for the Shoreshim to grow out, the more room there is for the tree to expand. So when he says, Yisod HaChassidus, V'Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmima, he's saying there's really two different Mahalchim in our Avodas Hashem. One is Midas Tzidkus, being a Tzadik, living for Halacha, keeping Torah properly, following Shulchan Aruch. And one is Chassidus, which is going beyond. But the Chassidus needs a solid foundation. The Tzidkus needs to be able to expand. The Chassidus and the Tzidkus go on to say, "She's bar v'is amis etzala adam machov asova olamam." Person has to be mevarer, clarified, be clear, have a clear mind, a clear understanding, and yis amis. He has to be able to make it real and alive. What's his chov in the world? And first has to understand, where am I going in life? What's my goal? What's my plan? How am I going to get there? So the basic question he's addressing in the first line of the book is, I have to be mevarer and me'ames. What am I living for? What am I after? What's my tafkid? What's my goal? The second line, the Ramchal answers the question for us. He says, Ve'ine, Masha Horunu Chazal, Adam lo nivra ela lisan egal Hashem, leanos miziv shkinaso. What's our tafkid really? He says lisan egal Hashem, leanos miziv shkinaso. To have a dveikus with Hashem. That's the goal of life. He says shezehu atanu ga amiti v'ha'idun ha'gadol mikol ha'idunim shikolim li'matzeh. It's the greatest possible idun, pleasure, that a person can have, is to have dveikus with Hashem. And then he says, here's where he already starts to get very specific, he says, Umekom ha'idun hazeh be'emes hu ba'olam haba. Even if we say we're striving for dveikus, we're striving to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where do we really have the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Olam haba. Olam hazeh we work, olam hazeh we do our amelus, we do our shtadlus, we attain the schar, and Olam Haba is where we experience all the reward of what we put in. And he says, Kihu, Makomidin Zehu Bamas Olam Haba, Kihu Anivra Bahachana Bahitzrekh Ladavar Zeh. Ah, Hadera Kadesh Lagia El Machoskam Seinu Zeh. How do we get to that Dvekus, that connection to Hashem Olam Haba? Who is Zeha Olam? That's through Olam Haba. Vahu Mash Amru Chazal, the quote of Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ha'olam hazeh domu lifrozer bifnei olam haba. This world, Mishnah says, is a prose door, it's an entranceway, a portico to go to the olam haba. Vayim saima magim es adam letachis hazeh hima mitzvot asher tzivanu aleim hakel yizbaruch shmo. This world is a means, olam haba is the end. The goal of olam hazeh is to do mitzvot, to be a good Eved Hashem, and the end goal is the Dveikus Bashem that I get. Where do I get the Dveikus Bashem? In Olam Haba. Makom Asiyas the Mitzvahs Hu Raka Olam Hazeh. Al Kein Husam Adam Hazeh Olam Batchila. So man was put in this world first. Kedei Sha'ayidayim Sa'ima Eila Hamizdamnim Lokan Yuchal Lagi Il Makom Asher Hu Hanlosh Hu Olam Haba. This world is a means to an end. Noach Zatzal used to say that you can understand the idea like this. Imagine somebody says, I'm going to lower you down into a gold mine. You're going to have 1 week living hundreds of yards under the ground, living in a gold mine. You've got 1 week there. Whatever you collect is yours forever. So when you're down in that gold mine for 1 week, it's a very uncomfortable place. I was in a gold mine in South Africa many years ago, just touring. It's a very uncomfortable place. It's rocky. It's dark. It's cold. There's nothing to do down there except collect gold. Nobody wants to be in a gold mine except for the fact that that's the only place you can get the gold. So Hashem is, the Ramchal is saying that Hashem puts us in Olam Hazeh, not because we're supposed to enjoy Olam Hazeh. We're not here to enjoy Olam Hazeh, we're here to do mitzvahs. The things that are mizdamnim lokan, that we do to get there. So we should look at Olam Hazeh according to this mabat, according to this idea, as only a place where the focus is, how much can I attain schar? So with an Olam Haba, I'll have the Dveikus Bashem that I acquired through all the amelus that I did when I was down here. And he ends up with another quote from Gemara Erevin, "Humash Amru Chazal Ha'ol Hayom La'Sosam U'Machar L'Chabas Charam." Now is the time where we put in the effort. Then is the time we get the reward. Very good. So that's a very basic approach. Rav Noach said, if you look at the next line in the Ramchal, he's now presenting a whole different picture. The next line, he says the following. He says, "Ukeshetistakel od badavar tira." If you look more carefully at this inyan of Dveikus Bashem being the tachlis of life, look more carefully, he says, you'll see, ki hashlemus ha'amiti hu rak Dveikus bo yizbarach. The only shlemus you could possibly have, the only fulfillment you can have, is Dveikus Bashem. Ve'hu mashaya David HaMelech Omer, va'ani kirvas Elokim li tov. What did David HaMelech say? For me, the only thing that I call Tov is Kirva Hashem. The Omer, David HaMelech also says, Achaz shalti meis Hashem osa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. So, Rav Noach Zatzal, this is a big kiddush, but Rav Noach says the following. When David HaMelech is telling us, ki li Kirva Hashem hi Tov, and he says, Achaz shalti meis Hashem osa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. So what's the Ramchal telling us? He's saying, if you look more into this inyan, ukeshistakel od badavar tira, what are you going to see? That the idea of Dveikus Bashem, it's the whole purpose of Yiddishkeit, it's the whole point of Torah, to give us Dveikus Bashem. That's what Olam Haba is all about. But the Ramchal is saying that we learn from David HaMelech that Dveikus Bashem is not only in Olam Haba. Because David HaMelech says, shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. So it's a whole new perspective. It's not saying that I'm in a gold mine and I'm here to collect gold. I don't like being down here, but what can I do? I'm here, I got to make the most of it, I got to collect as much mitzvahs as I can. One day when I get upstairs, it'll pay off. No, the idea of Dveikus Bashem, you can have an Olam Hazeh as well. And this is really what Ramchal is saying in the first line. He's saying, Yisorachos Yivis V'Shor Shavot Etzmima. If my gisha, if my approach to understanding mitzvahs is that it's all about reaching Hashem, then there's two ways of understanding that. I can look at it as I put on tefillin every morning, I bench after every meal. I give tzedakah. I learn Torah. I do chesed. Because it's going to give me a chelik in Olam Haba and Dveikus Bashem. That's called devoted tzvim. I'm focusing on halacha. I'm doing it. I'm in the gold mine collecting gold. Because one day it's going to pay off in Olam Haba. But David HaMelech is saying, Kirva Hashem li tov. Right now I can feel that Kirva Hashem. And that's what the Ramchal means by Midas Chasidus. Yesora Chasidus. What's a Chasid? What does it mean to go Lifnei Mishuras Hadin? Of course I can approach a mitzvah and do it only thinking of what I'm going to get in Olam Haba. But we know from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, if a person's whole avoda is only Alpi Yiras Shamayim, I'm only focused on Tzchar V'Onesh, that's a mita grua. It's not the ideal of how we should approach a mitzvah. Am I benching after a meal because it's going to give me a chelik in Olam Haba? Or am I benching after a meal because it's going to give me now an ability to express a karas hatov to Hashem, to be davak to Hashem, and to say thank you for the food that He gave me? So am I mechuyev to think that way? No. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say I'm mechuyev to think that way. It's called midas chasidus. But what it does mean is that I can have a gisha to Olam Hazeh where it's not a gold mine. I'm not just here to collect gold. When I'm in a gold mine, I get a piece of gold. In this world, that piece of gold is useless. When you're down at the gold mine, there's nothing you can do with it. It doesn't taste good. You can't sleep on it. You can't do anything with it. It's useless. The only value of it is if you collect a lot of it and you finish and you get out of the gold mine, you'll have a lot of gold. You'll be very comfortable for the rest of your life. But the gold in Olam Hazeh, the gold in the gold mine, is useless. So if we look at a mitzvah and say, I don't bet Etzem really care about doing the mitzvah other than the fact that it's going to be skarn Olam Haba, that's really an avoda meira. It's a mitzvah, I get skar for the mitzvah, but the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah is telling us that there's a huge difference between doing an avodas Hashem out of yira and doing an avodas Hashem out of ahava. Because if I can approach every mitzvah al pi midas chasidus and see that the goal of the mitzvah is not just the skarn Olam Haba, but the ability of Dveikus B'Olam Hazeh, then it changes my perspective on a mitzvah altogether. When the Gemara tells us that Shabbos is main Olam Haba, it's telling us that Shabbos is more than just a kiyum of the asays and the lavim of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. It's that Shabbos is an ability to experience connections with Hashem in Olam Hazeh. And of course to get tzfar in Olam Haba. So Rav Noach's chiddush is that midas chasidus that the Ramchal is talking about here is that I can have that dveikus, the whole goal of life, dveikus Hashem, I can have it in Olam Hazeh as well. He goes on to say, ki rak zehu atov, meaning even in Olam Hazeh, rak zehu atov. I do with Bali Shuva all the time. I'm a makar, that's what I do in Yerushalayim. The battle in Kiruv is that I'm dealing with kids who think that the greatest pleasure you can have in life is having a big party and just soaking in Olam Hazeh. The Ramchal is saying, ki rak zehu atov. See, if you tell a person, you think you're going to really enjoy life that deeply by just partying and having fun and just filling your body? It's not that fulfilling. It's fun, it's comfortable, it's a good distraction, but you're not deeply fulfilled living life that way. So I'm not telling a guy, you got to keep Torah, you got to keep mitzvahs because there's skarvon in Olam Haba. I want to tell them, you're going to enjoy this life much more deeply. You'll have more fulfilling relationships. You'll have ruchnias. You'll enjoy yourself. You'll understand yourself. You'll have a better Olam Hazeh if you keep Torah. Never mind, of course, you'll have a better Olam Haba. You'll have a better Olam Hazeh if you keep Torah. And that's what the Ramchal is introducing by the second idea of Midas Chasidus. He goes on to say in the second point, he says, Ki rak zehu atov, ki zulat zeh, v'kol zulat zeh, anything else, she yachshavu b'nei adam latov, anything else in this world that we consider to be good, Eino ela hevel v'shav nita. It's a waste of time. Anything else in Olam Hazeh, if it's not going to give me a greater dveikus and a greater Olam Hazeh, is a waste of time. It's hevel. Omnam l'sheyizka adam l'tova hazos. If a person wants to be zochet to this tov, ra'ui she'amol rishona v'yishtadol b'yigiyo liknosa. I have to be willing to do the yishtadlus in Olam Hazeh. That even though Olam Hazeh be'etzem, the connection to Hashem I have here is a greater, deeper tov than all the other havalim of Olam Hazeh, it's still a struggle. It's not so pashut. I know that if I can get up early in the morning and be a masnid and learn before davening, I know I'm going to enjoy my life more. It's still a struggle. It's not an easy thing to do. But if I'm willing to put in the effort, the pleasure I get out of it, the fulfillment I get out of it, is worth the effort that I put in. Vahainu. Shishtadli davik bo yizbarach bekoach masim betoldasam zehainyun vehimeim mitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh is a much better way to live Olam Hazeh. And of course to live Olam Haba. He goes on to say, I'm going to skip a couple of lines, he goes on to say another point now. Again, all in the first parak. He says, V'im ta'amik od be'inyan. Now we're going to a third level. We already had level one, the tzaddik who's living to do mitzvahs and get Olam Haba. We've had level two, the chassid, who wants to experience Hashem not only Olam Haba, but also Olam Hazeh and to have dveikus. Now he says, V'im ta'amik od be'inyan. Go even further into the matter. What will you see? Ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. Here's a bit of a difficult idea. This whole world is made for Adam to use. Omnam hinehu omeg b'shikul gadol. We're in a very big balance. Ki ima Adam nimshach achar olam v'misrachach miboro. If a person gets caught in this world and gets further away from Hashem, hinehu hu miskalkel v'makalkel olam imo. Not only do we damage ourselves, we actually damage the whole bria. If I can control myself and be davik v'Hashem, and I use everything in Olam Hazeh only as an aid la'avod boro, then not only do I raise myself, it's v'ha'olam atzmo misal imo. The whole world gets raised up along with me. Ki hine ilui gadol hu labrios kulim biyosem misham shei ha'adam hashalim hamakudesh bekedushaso. If I really do mitzvahs in this world and I use everything in this world to connect to Hashem, then I'm mamash elevating the entire world around me. So level three, I don't know if that's how I used to say it, it's like there's man number one who's focused on being tzaddik. There's man number two who's focused on being mechassid. And now there's man number three. Man number three says, again, man number one is, mitzvahs give me olam haba. Man number two says, mitzvahs give me also olam hazeh. Man number three says, not just mitzvahs give me olam hazeh, not just mitzvahs give me dveikus v'Hashem and olam hazeh, everything in my life can give me a connection to Hashem and olam hazeh. My marriage, if I understand how to have a good marriage, will give me a connection to Hashem and olam hazeh. Raising good children and understanding what it means to be a good father will give me a connection to Hashem and olam hazeh. Everything that Hashem gives us, all the kelim, all the challenges, all the yisurim that Hashem gives us in Olam Hazeh, are not there to distract us from our dveikus. They're there to give us the dveikus. So we have to be able to take a step back and look at all the kelim, dealing with food, dealing with money, dealing with neighbors, dealing with troubles, dealing with society, dealing with all the stuff that we face all day. My job, my parnasa, bitachon, everything in life, not just mitzvah. Everything in life, my whole day, becomes an ongoing nisayon and an ongoing opportunity to connect to Hashem and get the dveikus. That's the whole purpose of life. He goes on to describe that the example he gives is he says Hashem takes Adam Arishon. The Gemara says Hashem takes Adam Arishon, takes him to all the trees. As he say it over here? Takes him to all the trees and he tells Adam Rishon, everything I put in this world, I put there for your use. You're there to make use of it. Not just the mitzvahs, but really everything in Olam Hazeh. So the question becomes, on a daily basis, we spend so much of our time chasing mitzvahs. Bracha Rishonas and Bracha Achronas, and benching, and chasadim, and tzedakah, ben aram l'chaveros, ben aram l'makoms, ben aram l'atzmos. Our days are filled with mitzvahs because we're b'nai Torah. But the question still becomes, even if I'm doing the mitzvah, even if I'm doing it properly, I'll be halacha. There's a whole different darga of what's the real hashkafa that goes in, what's the real gisha, what's the real attitude that goes into the mitzvah that I'm doing. The Rambam says, if I'm doing it only miyira, it's a mida grua. If I'm doing it me'ava, it's a whole different mitzvah. When I'm benching at the end of a meal, there's the halachas of benching properly. I have to remember to say Ritzei, I have to remember to say Yalla V'Yavo, I have to bench with Kavana. But what does it mean to bench with Kavana? What's the Kavana? So to be able to bench and say, I'm not just benching as a mitzvah, I'm mamish thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the meal that he gave me. It's a whole different level of building a relationship with Hashem beyond just being mekayim the mitzvah. And the more we can focus on that, we end up understanding that the life I'm living as a yid is either I'm doing it as a tzaddik, trying to become a tzaddik, or I'm trying to become a chassid, or I'm trying to reach this higher level that Ramchal calls being a kadosh. And everything in my life has kedusha, because everything I'm doing is just another means to try and connect to Hashem. I'm not going to get into it now, but Rav Noach then goes on to say, if you look at the Sefer, the whole Mivneh of the Sefer, is that the first three dargas of the Ramchal, Zehirus, Zrizus, and Nekius, those are the first three steps in the ladder. Those are the three steps you need to become a tzaddik. Zehirus is to stay away from all the lavim. Zrizus is to run after being mekayim all the ases. And Nekius is to look very carefully that even if I think I'm doing all the lavim and the ases properly, there are such details that I'm probably not familiar with. I have to constantly do chazar and halacha. I have to remember little details. Am I really being done the chaskus? Am I really benching with the right kavana? Am I really making my brachas properly? Do I have the right kavana when I say Shem Hashem? Am I really being makpid about how much tzedakah I'm giving? And the key is to be very careful in halacha. Don't take it, you know, take it seriously to every detail. So the hirus, zrizus, nikius brings you to the level of being a tzaddik. The next three levels are prishus, tahara, and chasidus. Those are the next three steps that bring you to the level of man number two. That's called become a chassid. First, I have to have prishus, stay away from being indulging in olam hazeh. And again, there's no—it's not an avera. There's no avera to sit and eat a piece of chocolate cake. I'm allowed to, but if I want to reach a level of chassidus, if I want to go lifnei mishur hadin, it means I have to disengage from olam hazeh, the comforts and the pleasures of olam hazeh, to really focus on having the pleasure of connection to Hashem. That's prishus. Tahara is having deeper kavanas with every mitzvah that I'm doing. Chasidus is approaching every mitzvah, leave me mishur sinin. I'm not just doing the mitzvah, I'm doing it to the greatest extent possible, even beyond halacha. So on this ladder that the Ramchal gives us from the Braisa, Zehirus, Zrizus, Nekius brings us to the level of being a tzaddik. Prishus, Tahara, Chasidus bring us to the level of being a chasid. And then the last sections of the book are Anava, Yirashet, and Kedusha. Anava, Yirashet, and Kedusha is really man number three. Those are the three mitos that we need to work on to reach this high, high level called being a kadosh. And a kadosh is a person who's able to live this world by understanding that everything that they encounter all day, you bump into somebody on the street, you get a bill in the mail, you get stuck in traffic, you cut your finger, something spills. The kadosh looks at everything that he experiences in olam hazeh and sees that it's all just an ongoing dialogue with Hashem. Why is Hashem doing this? What's the message? I should daven now. I should talk to Hashem. I understand that Hashem is talking to me. It's building an ongoing relationship with Hashem through everything that they encounter all day, not just the mitzvahs. So those are the three levels that Rav Noach says is built in. That if you understand the first parak of the Sefer, it becomes a mafteach for understanding the whole mivneh the rest of the Sefer altogether. I want to end with one last idea, totally unrelated, just a chiddush that I came across recently I'd like to share. I give seminars to beginners at Aish all the time. I just did now when I was in Blackpool for the weekend doing a seminar for 170 students. So one of the points I always make in my classes is I say, it's a bit of a paradox when we want to try and understand what does it mean when we identify ourselves as Yidden. What does it mean that we're Jews? This idea of Jewish identity, Jewish pride, being Jewish, what does it really mean? And I present it as a kasha. The kasha is like this. If you ask most people, what does it mean that we're Jews? Most people say, being Jewish is a religion. Jews, you know, Judaism is a religion, we're Jewish, we follow the Jewish religion. So I say, it's not really true. Because if you compare Judaism, you compare that life to any other religion, there's a total difference. Because if a person wants to believe in, if a person's part of another religion, the way it works is, to the degree that you believe in the religion, you're part of it. You don't believe in the religion, you're not part of it. Person says, I'm a Hindu. You can only call yourself a Hindu if you believe in Hinduism. You can only call yourself a Muslim if you believe in Islam. If a Jew doesn't believe in Torah, they're still Jewish. It's not whether you believe or not. They may not have a chelek in olam haba. Still called Jewish. Being Jewish is not defined by what you believe. Right? Anybody counts in the minyan. There's a mitzvah after Reka Kamocha. A Jew is a Jew, whether they believe or they don't believe. So being Jewish is not called a religion. So what does it mean to be Jewish? What does it mean that we're Jews? So second option, people often say is, we're not really religion, we're an am, we're a nation. Right? It's also difficult to call us a nation. Because if you look at any nation, the Swiss, the French, the Germans, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Australians, what does it mean to be a nation? A nation is a group of people that speak a certain language, live in a certain piece of land, and have a certain history. If you have a common land and a common language and a common history, you're an am. The Australians all live in Australia. They all speak the same language. They have a common history. Chinese people speak Chinese, look Chinese, act Chinese, live in China. They've lived in China for all this time. They're a Chinese nation. Jews, we don't have a common land. You all live in London. I live in Yerushalayim. I have a friends living back in Canada. We don't have a common land that most Jews live on. Aside from Beis HaMikdash, for most of our history, we didn't have a common land. We don't have much of a common language. Everywhere I travel, I speak to people in different languages. Jews don't have the language of Hebrew as a national common language that we all speak. We don't have a common land because Jews are living all over the place. For most of our history, we didn't have a common land. Common land, common land, common history. We don't have a common history either. You know, if you trace your lineage compared to the lineage of Yemenite Jews or Sephardi Jews and Moroccan Jews, there's Jews from all over the place with all kinds of different histories. So we don't really fit the typical definition of religion. We don't really fit the typical definition of being a nation. So I pose the question to an audience, I say, so what are we? You don't have to live in Israel or speak Hebrew or have any Jewish history as your background to be called Jewish. You don't have to be religious to be called Jewish. So what does it mean that you're Jewish? So option number three, people say, is, you know what it means to be Jewish? You come from a Jewish family. If your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. It's a race. You're part of the Jewish race. Right? If a person's parents are Chinese, they're Chinese. Doesn't matter if you live in China or speak Chinese. If your parents are Chinese, you're Chinese. If your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. That's also not a very good definition. Because we have a thing called Gerim. A person can convert and become part of our race. You can't convert and become Chinese. You can't become black. If you're born into it, you're born into it. If not, not. But with Judaism, any goy in the world can become 100% part of this thing called the Jewish people. So we don't fit the definition of race. We don't fit the definition of religion. We don't fit the definition of nation. So what are we? So for a long time, this question really puzzled me. Recently, I came across a sefer that pointed out that the most common term that we people are called in Torah is that we're called Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael. What does Bnei Yisrael mean? We're all Bunim. It's from Parshas Vayishlach. We just had it. Yaakov's name changes to Yisrael. We're all Bunim of Yisrael. So if every time you meet a Jew somewhere in the world, you're meeting another Ben of Yisrael, another one of the members of Bnei Yisrael, then how does that define who we are? If we're all called Bnei Yisrael, then what's the one word definition for what we are all really called? What are we? We're a family. Bnei Yisrael is a family. What's a ger? A ger is that you're adopting a new person into your family. So when you think of the idea of dealing with Jews, you hear about Jews in Israel in trouble. It bothers us because that's part of our family. You take a trip to Eretz Yisrael, you get off the plane, you land at the airport. These are not just Israelis, and they're not just Jews, and a lot of them aren't even religious. But they're family. And we feel much more of a connection to the family than you feel to somebody who's not part of the family. Whether they're from or they're not from, whether they're black Jews or they're white Jews, whether they live in Israel, they speak Hebrew, they keep mitzvahs, they don't keep mitzvahs, there's a direct connection that all of Israel has with each other. So it's ironic because it made me realize, and I came across this idea, we call ourselves Jews, and I realized, why do we call ourselves Jews? Where does the word Jew come from? What's this thing called Judaism? We come from Sheva Yehuda. So because of Sheva Yehuda, we're all called Jews. Judaism just means the ism of Yehuda. But if you think about it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there is such a thing as Judaism. The Torah that Sheva Yehuda kept is not different than the Torah that Yisachar or Zvulun or Asher or Dan or Gad kept. We all kept the same Torah. We're called Bnei Yisrael. The Torah calls us the Israelites. But the religion we follow is not called Judaism. And we're not really called Jews. We happen to be Shevi Yehuda. But this thing that we practice is not called Judaism. This thing we practice is called Torah. So the more we get into the mode of we're Jews and we're practicing Judaism, we're making the mistake of not seeing that we're really just a family. We're all called Bnei Yisrael. And by relating to each other as a family, it totally changes our understanding of what a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru is. A mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru is, I'm taking care of somebody in my family. Not because they're from, not because we live in the same country, not because we have the same belief system, not because we have the same history, not because we look alike, but because somehow, globally, we're all part of the same family. The idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze LaZeh is the idea that we should relate to each other as a family. We hear about Jews in trouble, we hear about Jews in poverty, whether in London or in Israel or anywhere else in the world, we feel a certain chiyuv to them, because we really feel intrinsically we're all connected to each other. Thank you very much.